Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Food for Your Soul. We are your hosts, Pastor and Evangelist White. Please go with us to the throne of grace. God, we thank you for allowing us to be clothed in our right mind. We thank you for the season of sitting at your feet. I ask that every person under the sound of my voice not only be saved, but born again. Be delivered from the strongholds that have worn them down. God, we give you glory and honor that is due unto your holy name. It is in Jesus' sweet name that we pray. Amen and amen. Good morning, good people. Good morning, Pastor White.
Good morning, Evangelist.
How are you doing this morning, sir?
I'm doing good this morning. How
are you? Amen. I am blessed, sir. I am blessed.
I love that smile you got on there.
Thank you.
It's got that big smile on.
Amen. I'm smiling because this word is so rich, Elder. And one of the things that I wanted to say was we were supposed to already be going towards maybe the walking, but I had so many people ask if we could just go back to the sitting and just kind of go a little bit deeper in that. And
okay.
So I am a firm believer in when the people speak, especially when it's something that they need to give it to them.
Amen.
So, Elder, we're going to go back to sitting.
Praise the Lord.
And before I give the peace, Pastor White, on which God has given me, I want you to kind of do a recap. And wherever God is kind of leading and taking you in this area, remember, again, we're talking about the four seasons. And the four seasons in the natural, of course, are, you know, the fall, the winter, the spring, and the summer. And in the spirit, we are talking in the sense, in the spiritual realm, the sitting, the standing, the walking, and the running, and why each season is important. And you need to understand the season that you are in your life right now.
Amen.
So, Pastor White, go ahead and elaborate a little bit more about sitting.
Praise the Lord. Well, when we address sitting,
yes,
we're talking about a time of needing to really be under teaching and to find ourselves in a place where we need to be revived and we need to be refreshed.
Oh, my Lord.
When we talk about these different seasons and states,
yes,
these are you know, seasons always come back again.
Yes.
You don't have one summer and that's it. You know, there are things that come back, and we have to be able to touch in those different moments in our lives when it's time to really take a seat and really listen and hear what thus says the Lord. Sometimes we can get busy in life and we can get focused on so many different things.
Yeah.
And if you are not properly prepared to deal with or to take action when you are finding yourself in certain states, many times you can find yourself making a blunder out of your life. You can find yourself making decisions out of time or out of season.
Yes.
You know, it's almost like going shopping when you're hungry. It's not a good thing to go food shopping. You know what I'm saying? When you are in a state of hunger.
Yes.
Because then you're putting everything in the bag, in the basket that you really do not need.
That's true.
So the Apostle Paul says in the book of Philippians in the 4th chapter, he says that I have learned in whatever state I am in,
yes,
whether I be content, I know both how, or abased. I know both how to be abased or be content, and I know how to abound.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Everywhere and in all things. But one thing he said, I have learned.
That's good.
And today we have a lot of Christians, and we have a lot of people who don't want to take the time to really learn.
Yes.
Because the first purpose or the first thing you must do is you must learn,
yes,
what's really going on in your being and in your state. Once you learn, then you'll know how to go out and operate. you'll know how to deal in ministry, because, you know, if you're going to be a disciple for Christ,
yes,
with purpose,
yes,
you got to understand that you're going to be dealing with all kinds of spirit, all kinds of different things in the world, and you have to be able to maintain yourself.
That's right.
You have to be able to have patience.
Yes.
Sometimes we need to sit so that we can learn how to have patience.
That's right. And, you know, Pastor, if I may just interrupt a little bit, you know, one of the things that I was thinking about was that's why not all, but a lot of churches are in the state and the condition they're in is because leadership didn't sit long enough. I truly believe that sometimes because someone else can recognize a gift in us and because we too may even be able to recognize does not mean that we are not going to be able to utilize it. God, I believe, has a purpose for each and every one of our lives. We are all supposed to witness and preach the good news. But what happens is, what I'm seeing is that the sitting requires that not only do I recognize that I have purpose, but I have to sit still long enough to see how God wants me to execute it, to see how he wants me to utilize it. And so if you are not careful and you hear one person over here tell you, honey, you a prophet, you'll start trying to walk in the calling of a prophet when you were supposed to be a teacher. And so then what happens is, you know, it, not only are you yourself being frustrated, but think about all the other ones, too, that you could be killing in the process because you didn't sit long enough for God to really cultivate and mold and make you. So we recognize, all of us should be able to recognize that we have purpose. But I realize so many people don't even know sometimes what their purpose is.
But you're right, because they don't know who they are.
Yes.
And God.
Mm.
You see, it's so important that I understand who I am in God, so that something in me, like with the scriptures I was saying in reference to Paul, he said, not that I speak in want of needing anything.
That's right.
Once God has satisfied who you are in the spirit,
yes,
you don't have need or want for anything outside of what God has assigned for you to do,
yeah,
because your life has been predestined. God already knows what's in you.
That's right.
But he also knows what is necessary. So everybody has to have certain basics on the inside,
yeah,
when it comes down to when it's time to move,
yeah,
when it's time to sit down,
yeah,
when it's time to go. That's all connected to the Spirit of God. And we see this in the scriptures. And he said that even since the beginning of time, when he was creating the heavens and the earth,
yeah,
and on the fourth day when he took those lights and he put it in the firmament, remember?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he took those lights. And what did he say that those lights were for? You know, when we talk about the sunlight, you see what I'm saying, in the moon. And he told us what those things would be for. You see what I'm saying? That they would be for times, and they would be for seasons,
yes,
and they would be for years, and they would be for days.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So that we can discern the time.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says that in Ecclesiastes,
mm,
right?
Yes.
There's a time and a season for every purpose,
yes,
under the sun.
We talked about that purpose again.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? When you have purpose in God, then I'm sensitive to the Spirit. So I'm sensitive to those seasons. So I don't just do things just to do it.
That's right.
I don't just do things because I feel like doing it.
That's right.
I do it out of obedience to the Spirit of God.
You know what, Pastor? I was thinking, you know, sitting at the feet of Jesus is so important. It's also important to have the right attitude as God's servants. And there is a right attitude we must have to be in access of the fullness of God's grace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the scriptures that God was dealing with me about was the one in Luke 8:26-39. And I can't really read it to save time, but I encourage everyone to go back and read it. It's Luke, the 8th chapter, starting with the verse 26-39. And what I liked about this particular one, Pastor, was it was explaining the sitting part. See, once we read it, we just initially think it's about Jesus, you know, casting out a demon in a man. But It's actually about a story of a man who was bound by many demons. As a matter of fact, in verse 30, when Jesus asked him, "What is thy name?" and he said, "Legion," because many devils were entered into him. Jesus cast them out and set him completely free. This same man that was filled with demons, naked and scaring the public, was now in his right mind, clothed and completely calmed and delivered. Now the people were more afraid to see him sitting at the feet of Jesus than they were with him possessed by the devil. You want to know why? They never sat long enough to know about the power of God. People who don't know Jesus become frightened when they see his power at work. And Proverbs 1:7 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." When the people were initially afraid to see the man delivered and sitting at the feet of Jesus, it was a great opportunity for them to say, "What manner of power is this?" But because after the man had gotten delivered, Elder, and it's a time and season for it, but he didn't get up and jump and go run and tell everybody. He didn't get up in everybody's face. He sat at the feet of Jesus. You can imagine being tormented and going crazy in your mind for a very long time, that all you've probably been doing is pacing and running around crazy. And when God delivers you, you get to sit at his feet. And there is a sitting that is required to see, what's next? How do I stay like this? And if you go down to verse 39, there was a time when Jesus said, "Now, go on and get up and go to your own house and tell your family." He will let you know when is a time to go and tell what God is doing. But there is a time of sitting. And, Pastor, I believe when you sit, you really do learn.
Amen.
And when you sit and listen, and it's not that the teacher and the student cannot both interact, but there comes a time when you really have to sit, especially those of us who are called to operate in the fivefold ministry to edify the house of God, the church. Sitting also lets you know a little bit more about yourself. If you sit and you like this, and you can't really, it lets you know that you need to ask God to deal with you with patience. You may not have good listening, but I believe when you sit down, that's where you are taught. You get your instructions so you can learn what it is that you need to proceed in every aspect of your life.
Praise the Lord. And when I was listening to you talking about a spirit being, you know, cast out of an individual and then that individual finding himself at the feet of Jesus,
yeah.
I was thinking about Matthew 12 and 43.
That's good.
When he says, "When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man,
yes,
he walketh through dry places, seeking rest and findeth none." Then he said, "I will return into my house from whence I came out. And when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished." You know why?
Why?
Because even though the spirit was cast out,
yes,
they didn't sit at the feet of Jesus to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
My Lord.
So when that spirit comes back,
yes,
you see what I'm saying? After he goeth and he taketh with him seven other spirits.
Seven more.
More wicked than himself.
Help us, Lord.
And they enter in and dwell there, and the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation. You know why? Because we get a touch.
Yes.
We get a touch, but we don't want to dedicate time to really understand who we are in God. We really don't want to take the time to get to stay. So therefore, just think about all of the wicked churches that you have, or all of the wicked places who had a touch from God and they took that and ran.
Yes.
And said that I am ready, but did not take the time to really know what God's purpose is for you.
Yes.
Has a leader or to take no focus or direction. Who does that?
Mm-mm-mm.
I don't know of any organization that just does that. So we still want to. We still are novice,
yes,
in so many ways. You know, this is a suffering way.
Yes, it is.
You know, this is something that you know in life you have to take seriously. And God gives us so many signs. He gives us so many things to let us know that this is a orderly type of a situation,
yes,
and thing. And one thing I want to know, I want to make sure that I am in order. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure that I am sitting under the authority of God.
Yes.
See, sitting also means that I recognize authority.
That's right.
Huh? Not as the world recognize it.
That's right.
You see, he that is great among you, Jesus said, let him serve.
Yes.
So that means that I should have an ability to recognize greatness.
Yes.
I should be able to recognize your greatness.
Bless God.
I should be able to recognize your greatness, and when it is in operation, I should be able to have control enough to sit down. But many times, people's mind go into jealousy. People's minds go
Elder,
into envy. People's mind go in because they are not complete within themselves. And when you are not complete within yourself, you look at everybody else operating in their gift. And now the body is not able to operate as many members but one body with one focus, focusing on God, who is the author and finisher of our faith.
Yes.
Everything is working so that God can get the glory out of what we do. So instead of welcoming people who are gifted to operate and do a work for God,
yes.
You see what I'm saying? Because we are not complete and we are still wanting because we have not taken the time to sit at the feet of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have not taken the time to sit at the feet of Jesus, you will despise your brother. You will be jealous of your sister.
Never.
You will walk around here with a chip on your shoulder,
yes.
Because it's the spirit of Cain.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? Abel wasn't bothering Cain, wasn't doing anything.
Jesus.
He was being obedient and offering up a perfect offering to God.
Yes.
And when he was offering a perfect offering to God, his
yes.
brother Cain, his own brother, got
flesh.
Jealous, who also had the opportunity
to do the very same
yes. thing. But you will get mad at somebody else and operating in their spirit who took the time to have their gift cultivated
yes,
in God,
yes.
who took the time to sit down at the feet of Jesus and learn because they realized the mistakes that they made in their life.
Yes.
I realized that in my life I have made some foolish decisions, and I thank God for delivering me,
yes.
just like Mary Magdalene when she was used to men using her because of her looks and her
yes,
beauty.
Yes.
But Jesus saw beyond all of that,
Lord,
and saw her
you.
Heart.
Yes.
And when Jesus touched her heart
yes.
and blessed her, she found herself at the feet of Jesus, wiping his
Ooh,
feet with her hair.
Lord.
And the disciples got mad at her and said, what is she to do with you, Jesus? Why is she at your feet? And Jesus said, leave her alone. Mm. She's doing something that y'all don't even know what she's doing.
And you know what, Pastor, this is, Lord, 30 minutes just don't do justice. What you said was so important about when we come into a church, people are coming, you know, church is almost the last stop for a lot of people. They done tried everything out there, and they're coming in, and if you pay attention to the majority of them that come in, they sit. They want to see if you recognize them, though, that if you see them, if you might go greet them and hug them, but they want to sit. They tired. They want to get fed the word. They want to be loved on.
Yeah.
And because many of us operate in such a jealous state.
Selfishness.
We never take the time to really love on people because we ourselves don't know how to love. You're incapable of doing something because you did not sit long enough. Whether you did not get it from your mother or father is nothing, because we have a God that will give it to us if you sit long enough. You cannot be in a position of leadership and not want to be like your leader, which is Christ. So he's of love. He's of caring. He wants to see the people healed. I mean, every person in the Bible that came to Jesus that had some type of affliction, some type of sickness, he healed them. Instantly. And so the same conditions come into the house of God, and we allow them to sit, not delivered, not healed. Why is that? And so we don't sit long enough, not only for God to show us who we are, but to also show some things that we need to deal with, some things that we need to get delivered with. It is a dangerous thing to stand up in hurt and brokenness and try to speak before the people. I know because I did it before. And I hurt people because I was hurt. And so I contaminated atmospheres. and I hurt people, and I knew people that needed to be delivered, and I kept them in a bound state because I was in a bound state. And sometimes you don't even know knowingly that you're doing things until I heard the voice of God say, hey, those are my children. And so he set me down, elder. For 3 years, I was set down because I had to learn not only who I was and who God was inside of me, excuse me, but I had to learn some areas and things that were that I was dealing with, you know, that nasty attitude, you know, you can't tell me nothing, you know, thinking I arrived, you know, I know a little bit of word, I done preached, not untaught, so I had to get to a place of humility. And when I sat at the feet of Jesus, that's where I was able to be poured out, and he was able to be poured in. So when we let jealousy operate and we don't let sitting and authority and even us, we had to, you know, they said those that are greater, when you come in, you know, you're supposed to be able to serve. You have to serve with a servant's attitude and heart, though. And sometimes serving requires sitting and serving for someone else at that time.
Amen. You know, when you was talking, I went right back to the beginning when God created this earth, and he created everything and put everything in place.
Yes.
And the first thing he said was there was not a man to till the ground.
Mm-mm-mm.
There was not a man. You know, when you till the ground, it means that you prepare the crop. For the or you prepare the land for the raising of crops.
Yes.
By plowing and harrowing and you know, that means to break up and
yes.
to tear up weeds
yes.
and to prepare the land.
Mm.
You see, there was not a man to till the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Then what did God do? He formed man from the dust of the what?
Yes.
The ground.
Bless you, Lord.
And then he blew into man's nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul.
Yes.
So that means that I'm dirt, I'm ground.
Mm.
And without the Spirit of God, I don't know how to properly root out things that's going on the inside of me without the Spirit. Without the Spirit, I don't know when it's time to plant seed.
Come on.
I don't know when it's time to harrow, when it's time to prepare the land or to prepare my ground.
Jesus.
See, and that's why when all kind of things happen, because I realize that I'm in certain seasonal states.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? But I don't know what to do when I find myself in a certain type of state. And you can't stay in a summer state all the time. You can't stay in a, you know, I realize that in seasons, you know, I'm not going to always be able to stay in certain states.
That's right. You know, one of the things that God was saying was sitting with Jesus allows you to repent, be refreshed, be restored, mind regulated, and be revived.
That's right.
It is only when you sit in God's presence you get clothed from on high. And I was thinking about Luke 24 and 49, where Jesus was talking, I believe, to his disciples, and he said, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. You know, tarrying, you know, when I was thinking about, you know, sometimes even in the tarrying state when we're sitting, but there's a sitting with authority. I'm sitting and it's like almost an anticipation. I am anticipating. The disciples, they didn't just go out and do first. They sat with Jesus for a very long time. They sat and they listened and they watched and they took notes, and, you know, so many things was brought back to their remembrance. But there was a season of sitting that they was required to do before Jesus ascended into heaven and released the power of the Holy Ghost upon them to do that very thing that he had been teaching them all along.
That's right.
You were going to be able to cast out devils. You were going to be able to heal. You were going to be, but he was an example first. But many people miss that. That's why you can go to many churches, and I'm going to say it, people are not delivered because we have not really learned how to sit with Jesus and really learn the power that operates on the inside. And so that's why there's still sickness. That's why people are still suicidal in their mind, because we have not exercised the power and the authority that God has given us. It doesn't mean nothing, Pastor White, if I lay hands on you and believe and trust God that you were going to be healed, if you don't have that same faith to activate it.
Amen.
One of us was not sitting when it came time when Jesus was teaching about being healed and having the authority within. So I just liked when you said it in the very beginning, God had already had me saying it about the reviving and the refreshing. And you can only get that when you're sitting down.
That's right. When you're ready to receive from God.
Yes.
And that's an atmosphere that got to be set.
Mm.
You see,
good.
I got to know how to set an atmosphere within my spirit. You know, but if I have not gotten to that place,
yes,
of knowing that God is in control.
Complete
of every
control.
Season, that God is in control of every state.
Yes.
Why? Because like Paul said, I have learned that in whatever state I find myself,
yes,
in,
Lord,
whether I'm abased or abound, I know how to be content.
Content.
So that means that when I face certain storms, because I have Jesus on the inside,
yes,
I know what to do.
Yes.
I have the strength to do something. See, some people know what to do,
yes,
but they don't have the strength to do it.
And you know, Pastor, one of the things that I was thinking too was, I know a lot of people who feel like, well, I've been in church for a long time, 15, 20 years. I know what I'm supposed to do and different things, but there's a reason why, you know, just because you've been in church,
mm-hmm,
does not mean you were paying attention, does not mean that you were even getting fed properly. And so sometimes it takes a sitting down. And when I'm sitting, there is a resting that happens in the physical for my body. I'm no longer standing all my weight up on my feet. I'm able to sit and have something else carry my weight. Now in the spirit, when I sit, I'm able to allow God to carry the weight that I have been trying to carry. Not only is he carrying it, but he's sitting me down, telling me how equally I need to, you know, okay, you need to put this over here, you need to put that right there, okay, this right here. But when we try to do it ourselves, we become overwhelmed. We become tired because, like you said, we were not exercising the strength. So we're trying to do it in our own strength in the natural, but we have not tapped into it in the spirit.
Right.
And the reason being, Pastor, is because it's not necessarily being taught. And I don't fault the ones who are in positions that did not teach it correctly. I just encourage you, because I know you're listening, to go back and sit down so that you won't continue to make the same mistake. Just sit down so that God can continue to cultivate you, because if you get up, you want to make sure that you are teaching people the correct way.
You know, and you're right. And it's like understanding that the first time we deal with sitting,
yes,
it is to receive.
Yes. That's good.
That's the first sitting.
That's good, Pastor.
But now we have to sit to keep what we received.
Mm.
You also need to sit to be refreshed.
Yes.
You know, to have your sword sharpened.
Yes.
Because you've been working so long, and sometimes,
ooh,
I just need to go. Whenever you go to another elevation,
yes,
you need to sit to know how to operate,
yes,
in that calling.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
It takes time to make sure I go to God and make sure that I operate in the right spirit. I can't do it the same way I did, you know what I'm saying, when I was operating in a position that I was in 5 years down the road.
Amen.
I'm growing.
Amen. And before we are getting ready to leave, I just wanted to leave you all with Revelation 3 and 21. And it's in red. It's Jesus speaking. It says, "To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne."
Amen.
Ooh, good word. We want to thank you all for tuning in. We pray that we were able to go a little bit deeper with the sitting. I am so grateful for the feedback and the emails and the phone calls and the texting, and just continue to allow God to show you the season that you're in. If God says the same, we will be on again next week, different time. We are going to start being on at 8 o'clock.
Amen.
I am your host, Evangelist White.
And I'm Pastor White.
Amen. And we are signing out. If nobody else tells you, God loves you, and so do we. God bless.
God bless.